Hey guys, well, welcome to Women of Influence Study. I am so excited to be back with you. As all of you know, it's been a crazy year through 2020. We've not been able to meet in person other than our wonderful Bible studies that we've offered you over the last several months, but I've missed you. I've missed coming together and coaching you and cheering you on. So I decided I would put together an 8-week study called Be the Girl. We've all learned through COVID-19 that we need to step up and learn how to be the girl. If you guys remember, in February, when we had our women's conference, we announced that in 2021, our conference would be called Be the Girl. Little did we know that we were going to have to actually practice what that meant all year long. So what I want to do is, over the next 8 weeks, I want to walk you through traits and characteristics and behaviors of who that girl is. When we say be the girl, what does that mean? Who is that girl? I tell you, my friend, you can be that girl. You can be the girl that stands strong and resilient and confident. You can be the girl that speaks into other women and encourages them. So through this series, I'm going to ask you to invite your friends and family members. It's going to be every Tuesday night on our Women of Influence page on Facebook. And the beautiful thing is, you can join me every Tuesday night at 7, or you can just share these throughout the week with your friends. Now, guys, I've been working on this for a few weeks now, and I am so excited because I believe that I have a message that's relevant. I believe that I have a message is one that we need to hear for today. And we're going to coach you and walk you through how to be that girl and how to stand strong. So thanks for being a part of this. What I'm going to ask you to do is make sure every week that you come prepared with your Bible and with a pen and paper in hand. If you followed me with Women of Influence, you know, as a life coach and a pastor, one thing I love to do is to teach and instruct and encourage. So make sure you're always prepared, because I will teach you, I will talk to you, but the Holy Spirit will give you insight, wisdom, and revelation that is beyond me. He will speak to you in a way that I cannot. So always be prepared when you're listening to the Word of God to have the Holy Spirit teach you in a new way, in a relevant way in your life. So I'm really excited about this series, and hope that you're prepared for what God wants to share with you. Okay, what we're going to do, let me explain to you a little bit, is I began to say, what do I want to teach in this 8-week series leading up to our conference? And let me just tell you right now, if you don't have your tickets for our conference on February the 27th, get those tickets now. They're on sale. We will sell out. We are selling them very quickly. So be sure that you're here for the culmination of Be the Girl at our conference on the 27th of February. But what I decided to do was, I decided to take a book of the Bible and begin to look at a woman's life, specifically the book of Ruth. We're going to look at the life of Ruth and Naomi, her mother-in-law, and we're going to say, how were they strong? How were they confident and capable to do all that they accomplished? And we're going to look deep into the life of these two incredible women and find out what they did to make it through their adversity. So today, what I want to do, we're going to talk about be the girl that's resilient. Be the girl that's resilient. Hey, ladies, if we've ever needed a time to be resilient, it is right now. Now, I'm currently recording this. It's December 2020. We have had a heck of a year. Who would have ever guessed back in March and April and May, when we had stay-at-home orders, that we would literally have to shut down for the rest of the year? But I want to talk to you about, what does it mean to be resilient? Who is a resilient woman? So get your pens and get ready. The definition of resilient is able to withstand or recover quickly from a difficult condition. That's what resiliency is, someone that could recover quickly. Now, let me tell you what, we've had to be resilient through the last several months. All that we've heard, all that we've had to endure, it's been a difficult time, and we've had to learn to be resilient. One person that I love to study in history is Thomas Edison, and here's what he said. I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work. This was a man that was resilient. He is a man that over and over and over and over and over and over and then over and over and over failed. but he persevered. He was resilient to push through. And I'm telling you right now, guys, if you don't learn, listen to me, if you don't learn to be resilient when you fall down after you fail, you have to learn, how do I get back up? How do I push through? How do I how do I push through this? How am I confident through this? Because if you're not, guys, you're not going to know what to do. Every one of us will fail from time to time. It's just part of life. So let's talk about how to do this. We know Thomas Edison gave us the phonograph. He gave us the telegraph. He actually gave us motion pictures. All of these things, but with failure after failure after failure, we don't know him for his failures. We know him for his successes. I think this is interesting, what he said here. All of these failures, which are reported to be in the tens of thousands, simply showed me how to invent something new. So ladies, can you take the areas that you feel you failed, you've made mistakes, you've hurt others, or you've been hurt? Can you take all of those and learn to be resilient in the midst of it? Do you have the resilience that you need to overcome challenges, or do you let your failures derail you and keep you from your dreams? This has been a time, and listen, let's just stop. I want to get really real, because this story that we're going to look at with Ruth is a real story. And I'm going to be honest with you. I get fatigued. I get tired. I've had to push through for months after months after months. We have been open here at Influence Church since the beginning of this pandemic. We've come to work. We've pushed through. We've dealt with COVID. We've dealt with the congregation, with struggles and problems and loss of jobs. And it's been a hard year. But we've had to learn to be resilient, to bounce back after difficulty. Let me give you this quote. I think it's so good. Do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again. That was Nelson Mandela. Guys, judge one another by how many times not you failed, but how many times you got back up again. If you have your Bibles, I want to encourage you to go to the book of Ruth. Now, this is the sixth book in the Bible, and this is during the period of Judges. It actually follows the book of Judges. So if you know anything about history, and this was a time when Israel was really ruled by the judges, this is where Ruth finds her story. And we're just going to take a few verses in chapter 1, and we're going to begin to delve into the life of Naomi and Ruth. So read with me Ruth 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. Now let's just stop there. We can relate to the fact that there was a famine in the land. We're going through a pandemic right now. What I want you to learn to do is when you read the Word of God, make it applicable. Make it relevant. Actually feel like you're stepping in that time in history and put all of the emotion, the weight, the pain, the victory, the joy, actually be a character in that moment. And that makes the Word of God come alive in your life. So they are going through a famine in their land. There's no food. There's a shortage of food. People are starving. And the Bible goes on and he says, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Now you may have read Ruth, and maybe you read that verse and you didn't think twice about it, but let me give you a little information. From Bethlehem to Moab was 1,800 miles, almost 2,000 miles. This wasn't just the little village next door that they were gonna go get some food. They estimate that it would have taken anywhere from 6 months to a year on camel or foot to make it from Bethlehem to Moab. Now just stop a minute. There's a famine. You don't know if you're going to starve to death. You literally are going to walk or ride a camel for 6 months to a year to go into a foreign country that you don't understand their gods, their ways, their people, but you're starving. You want to survive. Listen, through this pandemic, we're just trying to survive. Some of you have lost your jobs, your income, your homes. I want you to realize how this was a period in time with Ruth that they didn't know if they were going to make it with Naomi and her husband Elimelech. So look what it says right here. The names of the man, the husband was Elimelech. The wife was Naomi. The names of the two boys were Mahlon and Chilion. They were from Bethlehem, Judah. And they went into the country of Moab, and they remained there. So now the whole family, the husband, the wife, and the two boys, make it to a foreign country. Took them maybe a year to get there. Okay, get it? You're in a foreign land. I don't know about you. I have moved in my life. And relocating is difficult, especially when you relocate to a foreign country. I remember when we moved from Denver to New Jersey, and we got to New Jersey, and it was like a foreign country to me. If you've ever been on the East Coast, they can be abrupt and frank and in your face. And I remember saying to my husband one day, why is everybody here so angry? And it was just the culture of the East Coast. I was moving into a new culture. And I want you to begin to think, if you've ever had to move, whether it was with a job or even relocate, think about what that felt like to be in a new territory. That's what it was like for Naomi and Elimelech and these two boys. The Bible goes on and says, and then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left with her two sons. Now guys, can you just, we're talking about resiliency. I want you to, when you read the Bible, think about this. Here's a woman who has relocated to a foreign country with foreign people, foreign foods, foreign gods. She's exhausted. They're trying to find a new way, and now her husband dies. And the Bible goes on and says, now the two sons took wives of the Moab women. One was named Orpah, and the other's name was Ruth, and they dwelt there for 10 years. Now her world has even changed more. Her two sons have married foreign daughters. So now she's brought in two daughter-in-laws of Moab. Again, their culture's different, their gods are different, their ways are different. Can you just take a moment and feel what Naomi must have been going through? Guys, so often we read the Bible and we just make it into a story. But I sat the other day and I thought to myself, what would it be like if I just lost my husband? And I adore my husband. I've been married a long time to him. I don't know what life would be like. We've experienced loss in our home. We've experienced loss here recently in our church. Begin to think what it would be like if you lost someone very close to you and you had to relocate. Who are you dependent on? Do you understand all that this woman had to go through? And then the Bible goes on and says, and then, if it wasn't bad enough to make matters worse, her two sons died. And now she's sitting there grieving the loss of her husband, the loss of her sons, the loss of her home, and she's responsible for two daughter-in-laws. Now, the reason I chose resiliency to be the girl is I want you to take a moment and first think and ask yourself, where are some areas I have to be resilient? Maybe in this time of lockdown, of COVID, of 2020, you've experienced loss. I'm going to be honest, many of you have shared with me a sense of depression, of discouragement. You're having to deal with children at home and Zoom classes, and maybe you're having to work remotely or your husband's working remotely, and your life feels different. The reason I chose this particular book is I want you to realize you're not alone. You're not the only woman that's gone through adversity. But my challenge to you today, girl, come on, be the girl, is how do I learn to be resilient? How do I learn to bounce back? How do I learn to be the woman that God created me to be? I want to talk to you about the importance of resiliency. Resiliency is our ability to adapt and bounce back when things don't go as planned. Listen, my friend, none of us planned this. None of us, this took every one of us by surprise. I don't know if you remember, but I was flying in from Peru 2 days before our country shut down. I'm in Peru speaking at a conference for the country of Peru. I was having it the just time of my life. I didn't expect this to happen. And I sure didn't expect it to happen for all year of 2020. None of us planned this. But guys, I want to bounce back. I want 2021 to be the best year of this ministry, the best year of my life, the best year for my family. If I don't begin to think and strategize and plan, I will stay in the basement digging ditches. Are you with me? It's so easy to stay discouraged. if you don't have a plan to overcome your difficulty. Resilient people don't wallow or dwell on failures. They acknowledge the situation. Hey, let's acknowledge it. I'm going to be honest. None of us expected this. I acknowledge that, but they learn from their mistakes or their setbacks and they move forward. That's the definition of resiliency. Here's some tips for learning to be resilient. Now take your pens. I'm telling you guys, I don't want you staying stuck. One thing I did through COVID-19 is I did a masterclass called Stuck to Unstoppable. And you can check that out on my personal website, Tammy Hotzenpiller, and I will coach you on how to become unstuck and how to become unstoppable. I want you to learn how to do that. But here are some tips on how to deal with resiliency, how to become resilient. Listen, first of all, change. We have to understand that resilient people are able to adapt to change and not to allow setbacks to paralyze them. Guys, what I'm trying to do right now, and the reason I chose this is I'm sitting down right now and I'm strategically thinking and charting out 2021. What do I want to do with the women's conference? What do I want to do with Women of Influence? How are we going to have Bible studies? How are we going to come back in the spring when everything opens up? If you don't have a strategy and you don't have a plan, you'll never get unstuck. You will never experience resiliency. You have to know where to go. You have to change your atmosphere. You have to change your mindset. You have to be able to move forward. We all experience changes in our life. Again, this took us by surprise, but it doesn't have to paralyze you. It doesn't have to captivate you. It doesn't have to control you. It's how you handle the change that determines your outcome. Listen, Naomi went through a lot of changes. She had to relocate to a new culture. She lost a husband. She lost sons. She had new daughter-in-laws. Everything about her environment, her world changed, but she had to adapt to the change and take control of it. Change happens. What will you do with change? Number two, crises. Crises. Resilient people spend their time and their energy focusing on situations and events they have to control. You have to be resilient. Guys, listen, crises happen. None of us expected this. This is a crisis in our life, no doubt. But until you decide that you will handle the crises in your life, listen, I'm going to be really honest with you guys. Some of you are sitting home licking your wounds. You are getting either you're working from home, you're not having to be responsible like you used to. Maybe we've given so much grace, we don't know what to do. And I think a lot of people, okay, I'm going to say this, I love you, but I'm going to say it. A lot of people have become lazy. They haven't gotten out of their pajamas. They're not thinking creatively. They're just trying to survive. I get it. I get it. Your world has changed. But if you don't take the initiative, if you don't get up in the morning and get dressed and go for walks and exercise and eat right and plan, you will be caught off guard and you will go into depression and discouragement and say, how in the world did this happen? Take control through this crisis in your life. Resilient people do not allow the crises to control them. Those who spend their time worrying about uncontrollable events will feel lost and overwhelmed, helpless and powerless to take action. The unexpected and unplanned come to all of us. Crises is part of our human environment. What will you do when crises come? Look, the reason I'm coaching you, the reason I'm calling this our Bible study is I want you to drill deep in your life. I'm trying to show you real life people through the Word of God that had a difficult time in their life. We're going to find out later, Naomi was very discouraged. She called herself bitter, Mara, angry, and she had every right to be. But she didn't stay there. And all I'm asking you right now is reevaluate your life. Where are you right now? Do you want to be resilient? Do you want to bounce back? Do you want to have a strong outcome? Just begin to look at it right now. And then number three, I believe, is commitment. commitment. Resilient people are committed to push through any obstacle. They have a compelling reason to get out of bed in the morning. Listen to me. Whew, I know this is hitting you because it hit me too. There are mornings I don't want to get up, but I have so planned my life. I literally, guys, and you know, part of it's just who I am as an Enneagram number 3 and an achiever. Part of it is the life coach, the pastor. Part of it is I have a staff to run, but I literally know every day what I'm going to do the next day. I lay my clothes out, I exercise, I'm eating healthy, I have planned and strategized what I'm going to do. I have to do that, guys. Do I want to every day? No. Are there days I want to sit and go, what the heck is going on in our world? Absolutely. Are there times I have to shut down my news feeds? Yes. I'm no different than you, but I will not stay stuck. I will not let the enemy or social media, our news feeds, our depression control my life. I want to be resilient. I want to bounce back. I want to be prepared. I want to come out of this winter gloom and doom into a strong step in the spring. I want to move into who God created me to be, and I think you are the same way. I want to read this to you. I found it. I thought it was so good. How we view adversity and stress strongly affects how we succeed. And this is one of the most significant reasons that having a resilient mindset is so important. The fact is that we're going to fail from time to time. It's an inevitable part of living, and making mistakes occasionally, falling on our face, happen to all of us. The only way to avoid this is to live a shuttered and meager existence, never trying anything or risking anything. But few of us want a life like that. That was Dr. Cal Crowe. Hey, you're going to fail, and you're going to fall on your face, and you're going to fall in depression and discouragement. It happens to everyone. It's part of being human. But what you do with that is up to you. How you are modeling right now, this moment, is being watched by many. Your children, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors. I want you to be the girl. I want you to be the one who said, I watched her through this crisis. She was tenacious in getting out. She had plans. She spoke with confidence. She did not allow the obstacles and the moment in the pandemic control her. She was resilient. I want to take a moment and talk to you about some takeaways. And I think these are all really good, and I think every one of us need them. Number one, make sure that you're getting enough sleep and exercise to manage your stress. Now, guys, every one of us feels stressful through this. And the best thing you can do sometimes is to take a nap and to eat healthy. I'm telling you what, we you guys know I've coached you on this enough. We are holistic beings, body, soul, and spirit. And you have to make sure that you go to bed on time, that you get up at a regular time, that you're not oversleeping or undersleeping, and that you're managing your stress. Next, you have to practice thought awareness. Practice thought awareness. Remember, I've coached you on this. Take every thought captive by renewing your mind. If you are sitting there and you're discouraged and you're talking about just depression and who everybody that's depressed and will we ever get out of this and what's happening with our election, what's happening with our country, what's happening with our churches, it's not the same, everything's Zoom, will our kids go back to school? Oh, good Lord, just saying it is depressing to me. My friend, take your thoughts captive. So mind awareness, thought awareness, where are your thoughts? Practice thought awareness. Number three, learn from your mistakes and failures. Listen, it's okay. Write them down. Be aware of them. I have to know when I become overwhelmed. I have to know, hey, Tammy, that's taking you down. You've made that mistake before. That's taking you down a road of failure. Don't think that way. Don't go down that path. Don't eat those foods. Don't do those. There's certain things I can't do. I have to know myself and be mindful of my mistakes. And then next, choose your response. Choose your response. How are you going to respond to others? Are you going to get in a circle with a bunch of naysayers and jump into the same conversation? Are you going to be Debbie Downer? Sassy Sally? Grumpy Grace? Who are you going to be? What's going to come out of your mouth? Do you know that you can change the course of a conversation by what you say? So be sure that you choose your response. And then you maintain the right perspective. Hey, we're going to get out of this. We're going to move forward. We're going to be stronger than we've ever been. If you are a resilient woman, you will come out of this as a leader, capable for all that God has created for you to be. This week, I want to give you an assignment. I'm going to ask you to memorize the definition of resiliency. Memorize the definition of resiliency. Here it is, write it down. Able to withstand or recover quickly from a difficult situation. Just saying it empowers me. Put it on a card, put it on your refrigerator, put it next to your bed, put it on your mirror and say it over and over and re-over and over. I am a woman that's resilient, able to withstand or recover quickly from a difficult situation. And then next, I'm going to ask you three questions. How do you do with change? Can you just be honest with yourself? Can you get yourself a notebook and a pen and begin to journal? You know, Tammy, you seem to struggle with change. You're risk averse. You don't like change. You get angry over change. You get fearful over change. Whatever your definition would be, begin to write it down. Or you might say, hey, girl, you seem to do good with change. You seem to do good with course correction. When change comes, you can adapt well. Begin to write your story. How do you do with change? And then how do you do when crises come? Do you coil? Do you get angry, upset, fearful? How do you do with crises? And then are you committed to what it takes to pushing through? Are you committed? Guys, where's your commitment level? Where's your commitment level? Listen to me. It's so easy to not be committed during this time. So many of us, I've chatted with several of you that, you know, I joined a workout group, but after day three, I decided not to go, or I was going to go on a diet, but I decided not to. I'm too depressed. Or, yeah, I started going to church, but I found online was easier. Whatever it is in your life, stay committed. Be a resilient woman that can handle all of these areas in her life and come out stronger. I love this quote by Margaret Thatcher. She said, "You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it." You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it. Guys, we're in a war right now, a war with our emotions, a war with our future. But I believe that you can be the girl that's resilient. You can be the girl that bounces back and is stronger than ever before. Hey guys, I love you so much. I'm so grateful that you're joining me through this course. It's going to be 8 wonderful weeks together. Again, I want to remind you to share these. They're going to be on Facebook, and you can share these with your Facebook friends. I believe women need to hear these messages. And then also, I want to encourage you to be a part of our Be the Girl conference on February 27th. You can either join us live here at Influence Church, or we will have our online platform for you that can't make it live. Either you want to live stream or you can't literally come this year, but please join us. It's going to be an incredible conference with Kim Walker Smith. Many of us know Bianca Olof. We're going to have an Enneagram coach and talk about our Enneagrams. I'm going to be sharing, and of course, Jen Ramlett. So you do not want to miss this Be the Girl conference. I love you guys. I want to close in prayer right now. Father, I pray right now for every woman watching. I pray that you would strengthen her. You would speak to her. You would comfort her. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, come in a mighty way and make us a stronger nation, a stronger church, stronger families, and stronger individuals for the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you all. I'll see you next week. Be the girl.